She turned her attention to Glurk, analyzing the structure of the spell that had enrabbited him, doing it bit by bit.
"Why do I want a carrot?"
Glurk asked. The witch explained the situation. Glurk was not amused.
"Don't even start with me," Zan snapped.
"There's nothing to say,"
Glurk said.
"We both love her. She is family. But what now?"
Zan pulled herself to her feet, her joints creaking and cracking like rusty gears.
"I hate to do this, but it's for all our sakes. She is a danger to herself. She is a danger to all of us. She has no idea what she's doing, and I don't know how to teach her. Not now. Not when she's so young and impulsive and Luna-ish."
Zan stood, rolled her shoulders, and braced herself. She made a bubble and hardened the bubble into a cocoon around the girl, adding bright threads, winding around and around.
"She can't breathe,"
Glurk said, suddenly alarmed.
"She doesn't need to," Zan said. "She is in stasis, and the cocoon holds her magic inside."
She closed her eyes.
"Zosimos used to do this to me when I was a child, probably for the same reason."
Glurk's face clouded over. He sat heavily on the ground, curling his thick tail around him like a cushion.
"I remember. All at once."
He shook his head.
"Why had I forgotten?"
Zan pushed her wrinkled lips to one side.
"Sorrow is dangerous. Or at least, it was. I can't remember why now. I think we both became accustomed to not remembering these things. We just let things get foggy."
Clerk guessed it was something more than that, but he let the matter drop.
"Firion will be coming down after a bit, I expect," Zan said. "He can't stand being alone for too long. I don't think it matters, but don't let him touch Luna, just in case."
Glurk reached out and laid his great hand on Zan's shoulder.
"But where are you going?"
"To the old castle," Zan said.
"But..."
Glurk stared at her.
"There's nothing there, just a few old stones."
"I know," Zan said. "I just need to stand there, in that place, where I last saw Zosimos and Firion's mother, and the rest of them. I need to remember things, even if it makes me sad."
Leaning heavily on her staff, Zan began hobbling away.
"I need to remember a lot of things," she muttered to herself. "Everything, right now."